Monday, January 19th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. But before we dive into the questions and answers, there's some Instagram news that you need to know about. The head of Instagram posted in his broadcast channel recently, quote, something new on edits for creators today. You can now add links to your profile or other public reels as clickable overlays to your reels. Makes it easier for people to tap into the content of accounts you reference in your videos. Give it a try and let me know what you think. End quote. This feature is only available when you create videos through the Edits app and then send them to Instagram. This feature is very similar to what you see YouTubers using, where at the end of a YouTube video, there's the end screen and you can tap on one of the buttons there to go through to a different video or to the person's profile. The head of Instagram is going to explain exactly how this feature works in a little bit more detail after the break. Welcome back. We're reviewing the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and the first one has to do with that new feature that I was just talking about. Can you explain the link thing you said in the broadcast? What this person is referring to is the new update to the Edits app that allows you to link to other videos. Here's the clip.
So what we added in Edits is the ability to add a reel or even a profile preview to a new reel that you create. So it's embedded there, but you can actually tap it and then go to the real one. So if I embed a reel of, let's say, me explaining how ranking worked from 5 years ago, and you can see that in the reel as like a little overlay, and then you can tap it and go to the original one. Same thing with profiles. I send a lot of little advice like this to my broadcast channel, which you can also check out if you want.
Hopefully between his explanation of it and my explanation of it, you understand this feature. Definitely worth playing around with, especially if you have the Edits app or you're doing editing on another mobile app. It's worth exploring all you can do in Edits. Let's move on to some of the other questions and answers, and let's do the reach ones first, and then we'll move on to feature suggestions. The first one has to do with translations. Do translations help with reach? The answer to that is yes, because someone who comes across your content who doesn't speak the language that you do is going to have a chance to benefit from the content that you've made.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, you can actually translate your reels into up to 9 other languages at this point, and it will help your reach because those reels will be eligible to show up for people who don't speak the language you normally speak, but speak one of the languages that your reel was translated into. So it will help your reach.
All right, moving on to the next question. Does adding a paid partnership label affect the algorithm, or am I just bad at making paid content? This is a really good question. I think that maybe a combination of, number one, when people see the paid partnership label, they're automatically turned off, or that content is coming across as super salesy and not authentic and not something that people who have followed you for a long time would want to see. I think it could be a combination of those two things. Here's Adam's answer.
I haven't seen your content, so I wouldn't say you're bad at making paid content, but no, when you add a paid partnership label, you do not get suppressed reach. It just sometimes is hard to come up with a way to promote something that is also engaging in a way that your normal stuff is engaging. So I'd encourage you to experiment maybe with some other ways of doing paid partnerships, but we are not demoting things that you mark as paid partnerships, I promise.
All right, let's move on to the next reach-related question. Does posting every day help? Will it help my follower count increase? I think the answer to that is it depends. What you're posting has to be valuable to other people. If you're just posting for the sake of posting, then no, it doesn't matter how many times per day you post or whether or not you post every day, if it's not valuable to your audience or people who would potentially be your audience. Here's Adam's answer.
Posting every day is not for everybody. It can be too much work if it's taking you a ton of time to produce each reel. But posting more frequently in general, which could be every day, does help increase your reach and increase your followers over time. Sometimes people see when they post, their followers go down because some of their followers see that post and then decide, unfortunately, to unfollow you. But that's temporary. And overall, the more you post in general, the more followers you get because the more people see your content, share that content, get recommended that content, and then decide to follow you in the future.
I just want to point out that I fundamentally disagree with Adam's answer, but it's in his best interest to get you to post more on the platform, not less. So take that answer with a bit of a grain of salt. All right, let's move on to a trend question. There's been a lot of content lately focused on the year 2016. You may have seen friends and family making posts where they're sharing content from 2016, reminiscing on how great or different life was back then. The question, is 2026 the new 2016? This is very wishful thinking. I do not think 2026 is the new 2016 at all. Not even close. We've had way too many complications on this planet for anyone to assume that 2026 is the new 2016. Very wishful thinking.
I don't know if 2026 is the new 2016, but I did find it pretty fun to go check out a bunch of photos from me from 10 years ago. So I just posted one of those. Those ad years are going around. They're pretty wild. 10 years ago, I was 43. I had just had my first kid, and I had a lot less gray in the beard and in the hair.
I do think the Add Your sticker is a great way to get people who normally just consume content on Instagram to actually post things. I think the Add Your sticker is probably one of the best features of Instagram in the past 5 years because it really gets people involved, and I think that's the most important thing. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into some Instagram feature suggestions and ideas. Stick around. Welcome back. We're continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's get into some feature suggestions. The first, Instagram dedicated messenger app. We had that a while back and it wasn't really great. It was okay, but it wasn't great.
I don't think we're going to do it. We've experimented with it in the past, but generally messaging is just deeply integrated into Instagram across the board. Actually, people share more photos and videos and messages than they do to stories or feed in a given day, even if you don't look at any texts. It's how you reply to stories. It's how you share a reel that you're interested in. It's part of Instagram in a way that I think it's not clear that Instagram would be as useful or helpful if we pulled it out.
I want to point out that his answer is the exact opposite of how Facebook handles Messenger, so I think that is interesting. Okay, let's go on to some other feature suggestions, and these two have to do with saved posts and saved folders. They're both kind of similar questions. The first, we need a search button in saved folders. That is 100% true. If you're trying to find content that you saved, it is really hard.
Another good idea about saved. I'll talk to the team about this. Not currently working on it, but I like it.
It's funny because you would think Meta's AI built into Instagram would be able to search through your saved posts. I guess we'll just take that for another time. Let's move on to the next one. It would be great to have a saved folder that's more easily accessible. Yes, I agree.
I actually really agree with this. It should be easier to get to your saved collections. It's just hard because we don't really want to add another tab necessarily, and it doesn't really make sense on your profile. So if you have specific ideas, let me know. It would be great to come up with something that was simple and elegant, but much easier to get to.
Overall, I think there's a lot of room for improvement around Instagram's save feature. That is going to do it for today's episode. I'm going to ask a favor. I recently posted a reel of a recent interview that I shared on the show with Anna Mangiello talking about user-generated content. I had her telling stories of the most embarrassing content that she made, funny stories from content that she made, and I've made a new reel with one of the stories that she shared on the podcast. I will link to that reel in the show notes so you can get there directly, but if you could go on my page at Daniel Hill Media, give that post some love. I would really appreciate it. If you didn't hear the interview, you can write story as a comment on that specific post, and I will have ManyChat automatically DM you the link, and you can either pick to watch it on YouTube or listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I'm all about giving options, but if you could just go on my page at Daniel Hill Media, find the most recent reel that I posted and give that some love, I would really appreciate it. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know was what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.